This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Satellite images show multiple new field deployments of armored equipment and troops from Russian garrisons near the border with Ukraine, a private U.S. company said Sunday, in what its director said indicated increased military readiness. The new activity comes as Russia extended military drills in Belarus that were due to end Sunday, heightening fears among Western powers over an imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine. The images released by U.S.-based Maxar Technologies, which has been tracking the buildup of Russian forces for weeks, could not be independently verified. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned Americans late Sunday of potential attacks in public places in Russia, including along the border with Ukraine. The embassy's warning said there was a risk of attacks in Moscow and St. Petersburg, quote, as well as in areas of heightened tension along the Russian border with Ukraine, end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron agreed in a phone call on the need for a diplomatic solution to the crisis in eastern Ukraine, both governments said. The Myanmar junta rejected a regional special envoy's request Sunday to meet with a group of ousted lawmakers, which it had branded a terrorist group, amid attempts to break a year-long political stalemate since the coup. Myanmar's foreign ministry issued a statement late Sunday saying it could not agree to the new Association of Southeast Asian Nations special envoy to Myanmar, engaging with unlawful associations and terrorist groups, end quote. Win-win security and economic deals were reached during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's historic official visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo, the African country's leader, said Saturday. This is VOA News.